13th of March 2020, Father's Message Part 5. God speaks also today through true prophets. In view of the current pandemic, I will refer to the current situation tomorrow in my reflection, also because the text is particularly suited to this. Today I invite you to take the Father's words deeply, because especially in times of special need and extraordinary circumstances, which the pandemic certainly is, it is necessary to deepen our trust in God and to intensify our prayer for the whole situation. First, the words of the Father. We read, "In the end, I created man, and I liked my work very much. Man committed sin, but here my infinite goodness is revealed. To live among the people I created and chose prophets in the Old Testament, I revealed to them my desires, my sufferings, my joys, so that they could pass them on to everyone." So much for the Father's words. We are reminded of the words of Genesis, when it was said that God saw his work after the creation of man and liked it very much. The glory of man must be a great one. Mystics, who sometimes have the gift of an inner vision, speak of a delight seeing the beauty of man. Perhaps this is similar, and more so, to how we can be delighted at the sight of a small child. Even greater is the joy with God at his creation, especially the creation of man, whom he created in his own image. In this way of love, God looks at man. The sin, of course, the separation from God with all its terrible consequences. But the Father's answer is different than now to withdraw from man who has been robbed of his original beauty. Just now the love of God is revealed, who does not abandon his creature, his child, to the powers of destruction, but offers us his goodness and mercy. Let us reflect for a moment. We all have heard this many times before and know it from sermons, from the Holy Scriptures, and from pious books. However, it is not only about the knowledge from faith, but about the internalization of the love of God, which shows itself in his words and actions. Our Father wants us to live in his awareness and to realize it day by day, to remember it when we get up, when we go to sleep, and throughout the day. "You have made us wonderful and renewed us even more wonderful," it says in the liturgy. With such words of the Church, we praise the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord implant this deep into our hearts, so that we never doubt the goodness of the Lord. Even in the face of our weakness, faults, and sins, this holy knowledge must never be robbed from us. For, as our text says, man has committed sin, but here my infinite goodness is revealed. Let us really take time to internalize these words, just to dwell them in silence, as we should do with the words of the Holy Scriptures. Let us speak to the Lord about them, listen to Him, and let ourselves be touched by His love.
Laus Trinitati, quae sonus et vita a creatrix omnium in vita ipsorum est, et quae laus angelicae turbe et mirus splendor arcano ignota sunt est et quae in omnibus vita
after the separation of people from God through sin, the Lord chose a way to communicate with people through prophets. People were no longer able to live in the original intimacy with God. Our Father entrusted Himself to these prophets in order to make Himself understood to the prophets, so that they could then communicate the intentions of God to the people. The prophets were His friends and messengers to speak to the people in His name and His bridge to us. This is a path that the Lord chooses again and again, especially in times of need, when man's receptivity to His presence diminishes or has almost completely disappeared. This also applies to the present time. Today's real prophets do not prepare for the first coming of the Lord, but they will remind us in the Spirit of the Lord what Jesus said and did and entrusted to His church, and will prepare for the second coming. We should listen well to such people when the Father sends them and we recognize them. This is all the more true today, the less we receive clear instructions from the hierarchy of our church. But the Lord does not simply leave His people without instructions and will come to our aid through His friends. However, it is also necessary to close our ears when voices lead us astray, no matter from whom they come. Every prophet or anyone who speaks on behalf of the Lord must be led by His Spirit and not speak in his own name.
The introit we hear today says, "The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart."
Noli emulari in malignantibus, neque cella veri facientes iniquitatem.
Us iusti meditabitur sapientia. Next day.